USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As some media headlines across America read doom and gloom for America's children during the Omicron variant of the pandemic, Dr. Fauci on MSNBC says these numbers are being inflated.
When in fact they may go in for a broken leg or appendicitis or something like that. So it's overcounting the number of children who are, quote, hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID.
Authorities in Boulder County, Colorado, have begun investigating the origins of the wildfire that ripped through the Superior and Louisville areas. A total of 991 structures were destroyed and another 127 structures were damaged by the fire, which covered more than 6,000 acres. As the FBI is now investigating and getting tips, one of those tips has resulted in a search warrant of a property. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The airline industry continues to have its woes.
More than 2,000 flights a day in or out of the United States over New Year's weekend were canceled. Thousands more delayed due to the winter weather and staffing shortages.
Our flight was at 6:30 this morning, and we waited, and the crew supposedly didn't show up.
WDIV television talking to travelers at Detroit Metro Airport.
I've been canceled twice this morning, and by the way, the agents, they've been very helpful under very trying conditions.
Chicago's O'Hare International and Denver International Airport feeling the most impact with flight cancellations. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Officials from the National Weather Service believe that a meteor exploded in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area on New Year's Day after residents reported feeling the ground shaking and hearing a massive boom. 911 officials had received reports from South Hills and other areas about the disturbance. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As we enter our third year into the pandemic, misinformation from mainstream media and the highest level of government is something that can stay in 2021. MSNBC opinion host Rachel Maddow in the spring.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus does not infect them, the virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
President Biden in 2021. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich tells Fox News what we need to do in 22.
We have faced challenges as a country in the past, and one thing that we've always done is risen to the challenge because we're Americans, and the Constitution cannot be mass distanced or canceled. And it's one of the reasons why I filed the first lawsuit in the entire country challenging Joe Biden's unconstitutional mandates. And the reality is this year, the Biden administration has talked a lot about, you know, more tests and, you know, even more, you know, masks or whatever. But the reality is we need more of the truth. And I think this year we should all resolve, instead of giving up junk food, we should give up junk science. And what we should be doing is focusing on the Constitution. And we can never let any crisis or pandemic infringe on our individual liberties.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.